day and all days that we can share our time together. It's Thursday. Wow. Already? Thursday, first week of March. Who's here to take care of you? Kenny and I will take care of you. You don't have to think. You have to do anything. Just listen to us, and everything will be all right. 888-302-3684. Ready to connect with us on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. The essence of our conversation today. What sort of gadgets do we have, Kenny? Kenny is paying attention to our social media gadgets. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. You don't have to send us a picture, so I don't need Instagram. I suppose we could have, Pinterest? We should have some sort of a contest to have people send us pictures of things that are in the news that are of interest and importance to the people in their particular area, seeing as we're being heard by folks here, there, and everywhere, right? What's like Daytona Beach? Somebody could send us a picture of the car in the water yesterday. When you first saw that, you thought, wait a minute, there's something being done. Somebody's photoshopped this, or somebody is playing with it. There's some kind of something going on. Or this is a movie shoot. Right, that's what's going on. No mother would drive her car into the water. Nobody. Who'd do that? Uh-huh. All right, so I suppose you'd like to start with what's going on in the Ukraine. Even though what's going on in the Ukraine doesn't affect any of us really, but you could say, well, we could go to war over there, and that'd affect us. Nobody's going to war over there. The UN envoy to the Ukraine, threatened by armed men in the Crimea yesterday. His car had just been into the headquarters of the Ukrainian Navy when unidentified men in camouflage uniforms blocked them from leaving, saying they had orders to take them to the airport and see to it they left the country. Doesn't that sound like, that sounds like something out of the Nazi era, doesn't it? They have orders.
Yeah, sure does.
Right? I have my orders. Well, these people were good. They learned from the best. I don't know, maybe, I often wondered whether Stalin, who was the worst guy? Stalin or Hitler? We'd probably come up with Hitler because of all the many more people that were affected by his lunacy. But still, how many millions of Russians were killed by Stalin? A couple of million, right? During that whole siege, was the siege at Leningrad? When did Stalin killed a lot of Russians. And it's a good thing, though, Putin's there. He's going to protect all the Russians. No matter where they are, doesn't make any difference. We'll take care of you. If there are Russians being mistreated in New York by the New York police, will send the Russian troops over to New York. Take care of them. Right? We got to take care of those Russians because we all know they're certainly not capable of taking care of themselves. The interim prime minister said the military force would be the way to nowhere. He also said he's spoken directly with the Russian prime minister. They're working on a diplomatic solution. The diplomatic solution is to get your troops the hell out of there. What other solution is there? What do you need there? Well, we're going to protect the Russians. Right? I mean, they started it. Am I missing something here? Who sent their troops in there? What is there? A diplomatic solution to what?
Yeah, there's no answer to that.
No, there isn't.
Back up and leave.
Right. Get out of my country. All right, so Hillary Clinton is in on the action. She says Putin's claim that he had to go into Crimea to protect the Russians in the region was reminiscent of Germany's claims in the 30s. They had to go into Poland and Czechoslovakia to protect the German minorities that were there. Huh. Interesting. I was just reading an article about Hillary Clinton in Time magazine about what her life is like, what her life has been like, whether she would be a good president, whether she's running for president. Because it doesn't make any difference. Wherever she goes, whether she is or she isn't, she's considered to be a presidential candidate. Whatever she says, wherever she is, right? Don't you think that's the case with her? So is this what the president... How would President Hillary Clinton... Isn't it interesting? I've never done that before out loud. I've never said that. President Hillary Clinton. How would she handle this versus the sort of ineptitude that's being demonstrated now? Anyway, I'm going to get off on a tangent. Do you mind for a minute? All those of you. Okay. Speaking of the resident president, I sat and tens of thousands of people sat in airplanes yesterday for an hour. Whether they circled the Boston airport, in my case, I was at Newark, and we sat on the ground for an hour. Obama came to Boston for a fundraiser. So the airspace for 40 miles around the Boston airport was shut down so that Air Force One could come in and land and they could get him off the airport property. They closed all the streets down from the airport into the city in the 4:30 to 5:30 afternoon rush hour. So how many people's lives, this is food for thought, how many people's lives, I might not have thought about this had it not been me as well, how many people's lives were, in essence, put on hold for an hour or more because the president flew to Boston for a fundraiser? And if it's that way, and I didn't really remember, I don't know how Roberta complains, every time he comes to New York, it screws up the whole city for hours and hours and hours, or whenever he goes anywhere. And it isn't just Obama, it just happens that he's the one at the moment that's in the focus. Remember what happened when Clinton wanted a haircut? I think it was LAX.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah. Clinton, shut everything down for
right.
an hour.
Everything was shut down while he got a haircut. What kind of arrogance? What kind of thinking? What kind of advisor doesn't say to you, Mr. President, do you realize how you're screwing up hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people's lives? What are you doing? Do you think anybody, does anybody have any inkling as to the number, never mind inconvenience, it isn't inconvenience, what's your time worth? I thought about this, the lady that was sitting next to me on the plane, who is a literary consultant, and she had an appointment in Boston at 6 o'clock. I had an appointment at 7 o'clock. I was late for it. She was late for hers. Imagine what kind of business or money it costs people to sit there on the tarmac. Never mind that. How many planes had to keep some engines running to keep electricity going in the planes to keep the people reasonably comfortable? Who should pay for that? Send a bill. I honestly feel like I'm going to send a bill to the Democratic National Committee for my time. I'm serious, too. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to do that as soon as I get off the air today. I'm going to send a bill to the Democratic National Committee on my letterhead. Who thinks that's a good idea? 888-302-3684. What would you do if you were put into that position where you lost an hour or two or more of your life because the president, and it doesn't make any difference. I mean, Obama is easily, the people on the plane were wild. And I called Meredith, and she said, oh, yeah, Obama's in town for a fundraiser. And she wasn't even in Boston, but she knew it. I didn't know he was coming to Boston for a fundraiser. The pilot said there's VIP treatment in the air over Boston. So that's why I had to. I mean, he knew what he was saying. He couldn't say. I'm sure the policy is when something like that happens, you don't say anything political. But you don't have to be a genius to figure it out. There's only two people, and I don't even think they do it for the vice president. I don't think the air lanes into a city or out of city get shut down because of a presidential visit. I think it's only the president. But the fact that he was going to a fundraiser and it happened at rush hour is the height of arrogance and inconsideration. Am I right or wrong, Kenny?
No, I think you're right, and I think the bigger problem, it's not just Obama, but it's all of our lawmakers in general are so out of touch that they have no idea of the kind of things that of how this affects people when they do this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm sure that Clinton had no idea when he was getting a haircut.
Didn't even
that
think
it
about
was
it.
Any sort of problem. Didn't think about it.
And who are the people around him that would allow him to get away with that, in a sense. I mean, don't you think about what the ramifications are to your political? To a person, people on that plane last night were furious at Obama. So if yesterday had been an election day, he wouldn't have gotten 2 votes out of the 168 people that were sitting on that plane. Now, you think about that and what it
times, and that times however many other planes were sitting out there.
Right. Yeah. That's the whole point. Exactly. Everywhere around the country. There are tens of thousands of people affected by this. 888-302-3684. So those of you, well, I'll just leave it at that. You can figure out what you want to say. As you want to say it, I've said what I wanted to say. And we'll get back to what's going on in the Ukraine. Where are we? About 17 after the hour and change here on Good Day.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston, Mass. It was Boston.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvedere breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvedere.
Morning win.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night 3 or 4 times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
All right, 888-302-3684. As one might have expected after I said what I did about the experience with the president shutting everything down, there are comments about that. I'm betting that'll be the case. Facebook.com and also Twitter at Good Day Show.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Confused. Kenny, did we like three American Idol contestants last week or three people from The Voice? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember exactly, but I want to say it was The Voice because we generally like those better.
Yeah, right, in general. All right, so this is Jenna Irene on the American Idol opening last night with Suddenly I See. It's a good song in and of itself, but she seems to be doing a pretty good job with it. Michael, crack it up a little bit. It's so annoying, though, listening to all those kids screaming. Hey. All right. Go ahead, Michael. That's actually pretty good. Yeah, so there's the first of the many tunes that they are off and on during the course of the day. Only thing is you got to stick around and listen to it. So your assignment for the next 4 hours is to pay attention to us. The Doug Stephan Good Day program, Thursday, the 6th of March. Okay, so I got off of the discussion of what's going on in the Ukraine and Mrs. Clinton making a reference to Mr. Putin or referring to the Russians kind of as the Nazis. But my tangent seems to have evoked some interesting comments. Here's R.D., who heard me talking about the president coming to Boston for a fundraiser. So I sat on the ground in a plane in Newark, New Jersey, as did people sit on the ground in planes in New York and Buffalo and any city that you can think of, because they shut down the airspace and they kept the planes that hadn't taken off yet on the ground. If you were on the in the air on your way, when you got to Boston airspace, you circled around the city for an hour. So if you were somebody who was in that situation, R.D., how would you have handled it? What do you, should I send a bill to the Democrat National Committee or not?
Yeah, and I would send it with that little postal deal for your eyes only. Make sure they got it.
Right. Chairman of the Democratic National Committee. See, hear, feel, think about this. All right. Thank you. 888-302-3684. All right, Kenny. So what are people saying? Is that we get this pot stirred one way or another, but I wondered if you have any comments there. What other comments you have about us being in Ukraine? What do you have in our social media box?
Well, just one so far about the politicians in traffic. Adam says, I remember when Cheney tied up 128 for 30 miles motorcading to a fundraiser in Hopkinton.
Yes, I remember that too. Yeah, you're right. Same thing, doesn't make any difference. These guys.
Yeah, they all do it.
They all do it.
And yeah. They don't care.
No, why should I care? It's all about me, not about you. I'm the leader of the free world. Really? What does that mean? I can stop traffic where I want to. Look at it. It's magic. I just wave my magic wand and everything stops. Right? That's the memory of Twang My Magic Twanger Froggy. Was that? Do I remember that from some story? Anyway, I don't want to make this the mainstay of our conversation. All right, what else we got quickly? Other comments about what's happening in Ukraine? Kenny.
Tom says, all of Russia's goodwill, all of Russia's power displayed at the Olympics was lost forever when Putin invaded Ukraine. History will show that he made one of the biggest mistakes Russia has ever made.
Yeah, that's a very interesting and astute statement. Yes, that's very interesting. Think about it that way. What else?
Sandra says, the U.S. gave the Ukraine $1 billion. Sorry about your student loans and that you can't find a job.
Right, to the people in the United States.
Right.
Who are coughing up the dough. Yeah, that's another interesting and important thought. 28 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Today's Doug Steffen program, the Ukraine in our focus, the complete lack of any interest in the realities of everyday human beings, the way politicians just lose whatever thoughts they have of what reality is in the world or the rest of the people who are affected by your actions. If you're just joining us, I was talking about an experience I had yesterday afternoon sitting on the runway at Newark to fly back to Boston. I'd been in New York yesterday during the day. And we sat in the tarmac for an hour because the president was flying into Boston for a fundraiser last night, and the airspace around Boston was shut down. So instead of taking off, they just had the plane there and other places wait until the president landed. They get him off the plane, they get him out of the airport, and then they open the airport up again. So politicians, not just Obama, but just in general, politicians and their lack of sensitivity to think about what their actions mean. Oh, I got to go to Boston for a fundraiser. That's it. Anybody think about anything else? No, I got to think about and how it affects you politically. All right, so I don't want to spend the whole hour, the whole day thinking about that or talking about it. I am interested in your thoughts about Hillary Clinton suggesting that Mr. Putin is like Hitler. I don't think she said it just that way, but there are all sorts of things that are now coming out, statements clarifying her remarks. So as she attempts to clarify her comments about Mr. Putin and his actions in the Ukraine, one of our listeners that we just heard from suggested that this has taken down all the good that came of the situation in Russia after the Olympics. And there was a lot of goodwill because things worked out okay. And Putin seemed almost human. So Mrs. Clinton said that Putin's actions were like those of Adolf Hitler, or they were Adolf Hitler-like. So she said, I'm not making a comparison, but I am recommending that we perhaps learn from this tactic that's been used before. She noted the similarities between Hitler's actions in the 30s and Putin's actions in the Crimea. Now, if that sounds familiar, she said it's what Hitler did back in the 30s. All the Germans that were the ethnic Germans, the Germans by ancestry, who were in places like Czechoslovakia and Romania, other places, Hitler kept saying they were not being treated correctly. I must go and protect my people. And that would that's basically what has people so nervous in the Crimea. So she said her comments were meant as a history lesson, adding point, quote, the claims by Putin that he had to go into Crimea because they had to protect the Russian minorities is reminiscent of claims that were made back in the 30s. Yeah, that's a historical perspective, and that's a completely legitimate comment to make. I don't think she had to clarify. It didn't sound like she was apologizing Kenny for it anyway, just sort of clarifying it. And I don't think she had to even clarify it, frankly. What she said, the words she spoke, rang a bell, rang true, and are on the record and are legitimately on the record, and she doesn't deserve any criticism for it, I don't think, at all.
Yeah. No, I don't think so either. It's very reminiscent of what was going on in the 30s.
Right. And one wonders, because Kerry is such a weakling, what it would be like if Hillary Clinton was still Secretary of State. She's a lot tougher than Kerry is. And when she speaks, people listen. I don't think anybody listens to John Kerry at all about anything, do they? He met with foreign ministers. Yeah, he's a big weakling. He talked to foreign ministers from Russia, United Kingdom, France, Germany to discuss the situation, and all parties agreed that continued dialogue was the key to finding a solution. No, it isn't. You tell the Russians to get out. That's the solution. Discussions and... ugh. Kerry labeled the discussions as the beginning of a negotiation and very constructive, though he cautioned that finding a resolution to the situation would be hard work. But, quote, I'd rather be where we are today than where we were yesterday, end quote. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian prime minister told CNN he'd spoken with the prime minister in Russia, and they both call for a peaceful solution. So get your troops out of there. What are the options? Stay or leave? Those are the options. Get out. What are we missing here? Why is there a diplomatic solution needed to any? Just get out. That's all. See you later, alligator. All right, so here's, let's listen to some of the, what we do on this hour of the program is bring you some conversations about these issues from the point of view of a number of different hosts on a number of different radio programs and television programs as well. Here's Liz Wall working for a cable network in Russia, Russian-owned English language system, is that it, Kenny? I guess.
Yeah, it's a cable channel called RT.
Yeah.
And I think they're if they're not based out of New York, they certainly have a presence there.
Right. But remember, this is a Russian-owned news agency, so she didn't like the way her network was covering the situation in Ukraine, so she quit on the air. Listen.
Last night, RT made international headlines and one of our anchors went on the record and said Russian intervention in Crimea is wrong. And indeed, as a reporter on this network, I face many ethical and moral challenges, especially me personally, coming from a family whose my grandparents came here as refugees during the Hungarian Revolution, ironically to escape the Soviet forces. I have family on the opposite side, on my mother's side, that sees the daily grind of poverty. And I'm very lucky to have grown up here in the United States. I'm the daughter of a veteran. My partner is a physician at a military base where he sees every day the firsthand accounts of the ultimate prices that people pay for this country. And that is why, personally, I cannot be part of a network funded by the Russian government that whitewashes the actions of Putin. I'm proud to be an American and believe in disseminating the truth. And that is why, after this newscast, I'm resigning.
I quit. Good
Take
for you.
Take this job and shove it.
That's right. See you later, alligator. Good for you. She'll get a job tomorrow somewhere else. Now, who knew who she was before this? Now everybody's going to look at her work and say, yeah, let's put her on. Get rid of Piers Morgan and put on somebody who's got a little starch. There's your 9 o'clock CNN right there, Liz Wall. You'll hear more from her. All right, so here's radio host Steve Simpson talking to correspondent Jessica Goloher, who's in the Crimea, about the developing situation. What's it like from what we hear to what you actually see? In other words, I guess that's the question.
Tell us what you're seeing and what's going on there this morning.
This afternoon, I've heard sporadic gunfire outside my hotel. This also is we're hearing that Russian-speaking troops have allegedly seized two Ukrainian missile defense battalions here. Kiev has yet to verify that report. Something also that's definitely of interest, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is in Spain today, and he said that the masses of Russian-speaking troops here in Crimea that have taken over several military installations, force the Coast Guard from their ports out into the Black Sea are not MACOs, so he cannot ask them to step down. That's a very important tidbit. Also, Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday, as you mentioned, saying that there is no need for force in Ukraine. He also pulled back some 150,000 troops from Ukraine's border. Those troops were doing war exercises. So that's what's happening in my neck of the woods.
So tell us, the fear here is that they're going to continue to push in maybe toward Kiev. I mean, is that the fear, the possibility?
Anything is possible at this juncture. And we're getting such confusing signals. I mean, for Lavrov to come out and say that the thousands of troops that are here in Crimea, Russian-speaking, are not from Moscow is a little suspect.
Yeah, right.
You have thousands of troops with the same outfits and the same machine guns. You know, what did they go to the Crimean general store and ask? I'm sorry. It doesn't make sense. It's suspect. So people have just, I think there's a real fear because in the eastern part of Ukraine, a lot of them are Russian-speaking. There has been a huge PR push from the Kremlin showing a lot of footage on television that Kiev is now in the hands of anarchists, propagandists, and that Russians are not safe. So I think there's a lot of instability, and anything is possible. We just don't know. You know, every hour something else happens. Every morning we wake up and we scratch our heads. No one knows.
You know, we keep hearing about this possibility of sanctions, and I would suggest perhaps a probability of sanctions at this point by many in the international community. There is a real question, though, as to exactly whether or not they would be successful to any degree, certainly in Russia. And there is a report this morning that Vladimir Putin is asking the parliament to okay the possibility that if, in fact, there are sanctions, that they would go ahead and seize assets of EU and U.S. Companies that are there. So there's already a tit-for-tat going on in that respect.
Absolutely. And quite frankly, I lived in Moscow for 5 years, and as a foreigner, when I first arrived, Dmitry Medvedev was president, and it was a very, very pro-Western situation. Now, as an international person living in Moscow over the years, they have really, really cracked down on international people. There's not so much of a need on foreign intelligence, meaning like they're a brain drain. Now that since the Soviet Union, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, there was a lot of need for different cultures and different ideas and to try to help shore up the economy and make Russia better. Now that's definitely changed. It's not as pro-foreign. And I know that's not exactly the PC word, but that's how they say it in Russian. So I think if there are sanctions, it's going to make it really, really difficult for the international people, the Western people that are already in Russia. And it's already been difficult for the past couple of years, but that will also not be a good situation.
All right, 888-302-3684. I'm just chuckling as an aside. As I look at all my various, I'm musing over the news sources that I have. And one of the things that is on my computer is Fox News. I'm looking at a shocking, shocking report today from Fox. This goes back to what I was talking about with regard to its an anecdotal connection to the president shutting down the airspace, so the planes, the Secret Service, whoever does it, shutting down airspace over Boston, and how that happens wherever the president goes. And he was on a fundraiser. And how many hours and how much money does it cost people for just having these things happen? And just coincidentally, the job approval rating poll hit Fox News, and I know you will be shocked to hear that Fox is reporting that the president's approval rating, has hit a record low this week. A majority of Americans say his administration has failed at growing the economy, creating jobs, improving health care, and basically the country's image. What a shocker to find out that that is on Fox, right?
That's crazy.
It is. And the next thing you know, Al Jazeera will be telling us by the way, who even knew that there was a Russian-owned English-language news agency in this country? I didn't know that. Did you know that, Kenny?
I had heard of them, but I didn't pay much attention to them.
So there is a couple of the, when you get down to this, there are similarities between Putin and Obama. They both are thought of very badly by the American people. All right. I got to have a little fun here, right? A few chuckles here and there. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Question for ladies and gentlemen, are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer. Boston beer. Boston beer.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
All right, let's follow the bouncing ball here. 888-302-3684. I think they're... we could spend the whole, never mind the hour, we could spend the whole day talking about what's going on in Ukraine. I think most people get the essence of it. I think what Hillary Clinton had to say may be the most important thing that has been said about this. And so we'll move on. A lot of talk about the budget proposals that have come from the administration. And a lot of people want to be heard on this. So if you have a thought, dial us up now at 888-302-3684 as we spend the next few minutes talking about the budget here.
Hi.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
It's about 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen program. Ken Kessler and I going through some of the issues, not all of them, because, I like to hit as many as I can as often, but in this hour, it's good to be able to listen to the thoughts of other people that are doing talk radio and talk television programs, kind of get a perspective on things, and then your thoughts as well as we can fit them in. And so I'm sure we'll have some input at 888-302-3684, people lining up already, as to the thoughts about the proposed budget, military cuts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's host David Bowes talking to Romina Bokcha from the Heritage Foundation about the proposals in the budget that would take effect in October, were it to be anything other than DOA.
John Boehner says it's spending too much, borrowing too much, and taxing too much. It would hurt our economy and cost jobs. That's what he said about the president's proposed budget. Would your assessment be similar to Speaker Boehner's, saying that it would spend too much, borrow too much, and tax too much, and cost jobs?
Oh, absolutely. The thing here is that this is an election year budget, basically the president's budget, rather than tackling the important budget problems that we have. It rolls over the special interests, especially in this election year, and has put together a campaign document for the Democratic Party. So it has all of your goodies in there, additional spending for special interests, going after oil and gas companies, the kind of things that Democrats don't like, and boosting those things that Democrats do like, in addition to a more welfare spending. But what's really concerning, too, is that because the budget doesn't address the real drivers of spending and debt, by the end of this budget, we will be spending more on interest on the debt alone than we will spend on defense or on all of the domestic spending that's planned in this budget. So because the debt continues growing, we are in for a whole lot of trouble down the road.
The president said, hey, we're going to be slashing our deficits, and this will ensure that we don't leave future generations to pay our bills. You're saying he's not being honest with us here.
Unfortunately, actually know the budget claims, Obama claims in a budget, $2.2 trillion in deficit reduction over the 10-year budget window. That sounds really good, but this figure is largely based on massive tax increases, about $1.2 trillion in tax increases alone. And then it also includes well-known budget gimmicks, like claiming savings from canceling war-related spending that wasn't planned in the first place. So the president is playing games with the budget baseline to claim deficit reduction that in the end won't actually take place. The other thing that the budget does is uses rosy assumptions about what economic growth will look like. And so it looks like the deficit will go down and the debt won't go up as much. But those numbers really aren't trustworthy, because if you compare them with the more realistic assumptions that the Congressional Budget Office has put out, you find very clearly that the president is playing games with the economic growth numbers to try and make his budget look better than it actually is.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Pat in Tennessee on the president's budget.
I was there. I'm glad to know that President Obama is going to put some of the money back that he took out of Medicare. If you'll recall, whenever all this stuff was happening, he was taking 800-something billion dollars out of Medicare to cover this Obamacare. I think people have forgotten about that. I will never vote for another Democrat. They have torn this country up. Since 5 years ago, I tell you what, I'm 69 years old. I worked until I was 65 and had to quit because of health reasons. I would still be working if not for that. But he is teaching our children, who are the future of this country, that you don't have to work to get anything, that the government will pay for it. However, who wants to live in those poverty circumstances? You've got to have a job. I don't mind paying into the government, but I hate to see my money being wasted.
Yeah, all right. I think a lot of people that agree with you on that level, Pat. Mark in Indiana, his concerns here.
My concern is with the budget in America the way it is today. I have the feeling that the Democrats are going to run us in the ground like they did in Detroit and in Chicago. 5 years from now, I look for Chicago to go completely under, and the California, look what's happened to California. You know, I'm lucky enough to be in a state where Mike Pence and Mitch Daniels have got things under control here, where Washington, D.C., the Democrats have just run this country into the dirt. And it's sad that all they want to do is borrow and spend, raise taxes, borrow and spend, raise taxes, and borrow and spend. And this $3.9 trillion budget, that is just a political thing for the Democratic Party. And it's sad to see what they've done for this country.
All right, so as much time as we have.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.